Jared Goff did not take a snap in Detroit's preseason opener, and his head coach had announced it days in advance with a flourish. Even if we didn't have a quarterback, Goff's not playing. That's Dan Campbell on August 9th, per Rainer Saban of the Detroit Free Press via Yahoo. So the Lions went to Cincinnati on Thursday, lost 16-14, and started an undrafted rookie, Luke Altmaier, who went 13 of 22 for 130 yards with a touchdown and two interceptions, followed by Josh Dobbs, per the team's recap. Quiet week for Goff, and mostly the good version, with one honest asterisk. The June preview said his case rests on stability. Four Detroit seasons of high-volume, high-accuracy passing, 34 touchdowns against 8 interceptions last year, the steadiest production line of any quarterback in his range. But we also said the 5 men who made that possible got replaced in one offseason. The offensive line was rebuilt wholesale, with Penei Sewell moving to left tackle and rookie Blake Miller competing at right tackle, and Drew Petzing arrived as the new play caller with Mike Kafka coordinating the passing game. Our argument was that a rhythm passer inherits protection and scheme more than he carries them, so the whole profile lives upstream of the sack rate, and nobody can measure that in shorts. Nothing this week measured it either. That is the asterisk. An evidence-free week doesn't hurt Goff, but the biggest question in his profile is still sitting there unexamined, and camp is running out of Thursdays. Campbell has pointed to the August 22nd home game against Washington as the first exhibition where key players may appear, per Saban's reporting, and that is where this profile finally gets live data. Does the June read hold? Unchanged. The production history is not in dispute, and never was. And the one real question, how a rebuilt line and a new play caller treat a timing-based passer, has produced exactly zero evidence either way. What we check next? Whether Goff and the starting line actually play against Washington, how the protection holds up in those series, and any camp reporting on Blake Miller's grip on right tackle. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.